last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
O light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. Well, whenever you are, I hope you're doing well. And this is Asma. I have got the honor to be here as your host. And with me, I have Brother Liaqat. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum and welcome. Assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me here.
So, thank you for being here. And as the ritual of this program tells you, in here we talk about the most important issues and concerns that are related to the things that are going to happen before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu farajah. And in today's episode, what we will be discussing is the thing which usually is attributed to Muslim communities, that why do believers seem so calm and steady even when their life is full of problems? What is their psychological secret?
Okay. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If we look at psychology, there's a concept of in psychology which talks about external locus of control and the internal locus of control. If I have to elaborate it a bit, I would say the external locus of control is basically when a person attributes everything externally. It's like kind of a leaf in the air. So wherever the wind goes, the leaf goes.
It moves on.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not me. It's actually the external factors. It's because of the society, because of my parents, because of my spouse, my children.
Everyone but me.
Exactly, yeah. So everyone is to be blamed. It's okay. Yeah. And I'm not the one to be blamed. So this is a psychological concept where people think in this manner, okay? And the internal locus of control is where you attribute everything to yourself.
You blame only yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So it's because of me. I didn't work hard. That's the reason I didn't get good marks. It's not because of the teacher. She taught well, alhamdulillah, but she was a good teacher. He was a good teacher. But I am the one who didn't put efforts. This is the internal locus of control. So the thing is, which is controlling me, is my own thought and my own description about how I'm putting forward, okay?
Yes.
I am the one who is controlling. It's like if I have to give another example, it's like a captain of a ship. Even in the hardest and harshest of storm, he's the one who is controlling the ship, mm-hmm. so that it doesn't drown and everything. Like he's there to control. See, he's not blaming. Oh, you know what? The storm is there, and what can I do?
Well, that's the nature of seas to have storms.
Exactly. And how is the person acting over there depends and matters a lot. And when we come to the concept of Mahdawiyya, and of course we as Shias, alhamdulillah, we believe in the 12th Imam, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. We have these two perspectives over here as well. So they say one thought, that is the concept of external locus of control. They say, okay, the Imam is going to come and the Imam is going to sort out everything. He's going to bring justice. He will eradicate the whole of injustice. There will not be any kind of oppression. The oppressors will be vanished. You see,
mm-hmm.
this is the external type of Mahdawiyya. Okay, so the Imam is the one who is going to control. Yeah.
Yeah.
The second type, the internal format of Mahdawiyya. So the question which you have asked, that is, why do believers seem so calm and steady even when their life is full of problems?
In the face of storms.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like if you look at Shahid Rahbar, the martyred leader,
yeah.
Imam Sayyid al-Khamenei, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his noble status even more, inshallah. You say he was always calm. Like, there's war going on, there are riots. Yeah. He's so calm, mashallah.
And he always talked about the concept of sakinah, like peace in the heart of the believers.
Indeed, indeed. And there's a famous statement, in hadith, you know, like, it's so amazing to see him speaking like this. He's so calm, my goodness, mashallah. How, you are the leader of the country. Yeah. There's chaos, there are riots being going on. Like you know, the like when what happened during Mahsa Amini, okay?
Exactly.
He was like, hey, no problem. Like these
different
even
ups
with
and
Imam
downs.
Khomeini, yeah. Like there was war going on, 8 years war, and Imam Khomeini at his maximum level of peace, smiling, going to like going on a walk with his grandchildren. So these like this kind of calmness gets from the concept. Of course, this is one of the concepts which help us to maintain control internally. They apply the concept of Mahdawiyat as a internal locus of control.
So, but not... where does it come from? Like, yes, we all believe and we really want to establish that sort of peace internally, but sometimes we think we really cannot. Mm-hmm. Where does it come from?
So there's also a verse from the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will not change the condition of the people until they change it themselves. Yeah, isn't it? So it is upon the individual himself. And of course, when you ask him where does it come from, it comes from faith. Every single action of ours, be it akhlaq, be it with regards to etiquettes and ethics and morals, character, or be it with regards to ahkam, like which is the laws, comes from the faith in itself.
Faith,
okay,
yeah.
So if a person has good faith, a healthy faith, strong faith, faith
because
which is,
we all have faith.
Yeah,
but then we differ from
definitely
this peace that we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
We're different in the levels of how peaceful we feel internally.
Yeah, of course. Like there are people like who have faith, but they don't have peace at all. Yeah, like the concept of sakina, which you're saying, tranquility. Yeah, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has placed tranquility in Islam in many things. Okay, in the Holy Quran. So a person should feel sakina, like the sakina should be attained when a person recites the Holy Quran, when he or she ponders upon the Holy Quran with regards to the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This sakina or tranquility is attained by the love of Ahlul, by the mawadda, the extreme love what we have towards Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. How many times you have gone to the ziyara example? How many times have you gone to hayat, that is the majalis, the congregations of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn al-Islam, and you get this tranquility in your heart? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed sakina in the family, between the spouses. In the family, example, like when you meet your spouse, example, when you meet your children, when you meet your parents, there should be sakina. If there is no sakina, there's no tranquility and peace in the house, that means there is a problem between the spouses. And the whole of the thing comes from Mahdawiyat as well. So if I have to put down Mahdawiyat, it's not just a concept where, okay, Mahdawiyat is like Imam is going to come. No. Yeah, of course, Imam is going to come. Eventually, he will bring justice and he will eradicate the whole of injustice. But it should happen from within myself as well in the first place.
Yeah.
I have to bring tranquility. I have to eradicate tyranny and oppression from within myself in the first place, and also my family. I have to bring sakina in the family. And this is actually helping my imam. I'm actually following the steps of Mahdawiyah, the concept of Mahdawiyah. If I am trying hard to bring sakina in my family, the imam is going to, eventually the imam will bring sakina in the whole world, isn't it? Tranquility the whole world will be filled with justice and tranquility. You must, like, we have heard a lot of times about this hadith, isn't it? Just like it was filled with tyranny and oppression
exactly.
and injustice, isn't it? The imam is going, yes, definitely the imam is going to bring this thing. But the imam
What's
can't go
role?
Into every single house and say, okay, now I'm going to work hard. I'm going to sit in this house for a few days.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring tyranny. I mean, I'm going to bring tranquility just like this was filled with injustice. No, the imam is going to come on a larger scale. And this will happen when we on a smaller scale start from within ourselves and with our family members as well. So if I have faith in the imam of my time, in the Holy Quran, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he has said in the Holy Quran, upon the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, I will work hard to bring sakina, to bring tranquility in myself first. So if there is a problem, example, the spouse says something to the husband.
Yeah.
I it's okay. Like, what has happened just now? Okay, you have said, okay, what is said is not right, okay?
Yeah.
What is said is a kind of argument.
Yeah, and it's not this easy usually.
It's not that easy. Of course, trust me, it's not at all easy. I have heard a lot of cases about it because my stream is psychology.
Yeah.
People tend, and of course, alhamdulillah, maybe
so
because of the age.
A lot of those examples.
A lot. People come near me and they're like, you know what? What happened today? Please, like, just listen to me. Okay, fine. Go ahead. So they say, my lady of the house, she controls the whole house. It's like a headquarters. I have to explain her every single thing which I do. Example, likewise, vice versa. My husband really tortures me, and like from bad to worse and worst as well. Like
exactly,
I have seen a lot
different
of
different level variations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but there are few people I have seen who maintain the most of calmness even in these issues. Okay, what I'm talking is about a very small scale
tiny issue.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is the family issue. Okay, what about this? The whole of society. What about the whole country?
The world.
What about the... Exactly, you see? So the imam has a lot... I mean, he has a big responsibility. When the leader of the Islamic Ummah, someone like Imam Shahid Ali Khamenei, okay? When he has so much of faith, so now the level has increased. Look at his level. The whole country is in chaos. There are riots going on. The wars are being waged by Islamic enemies, who want Islam to be, destroyed for good, yeah? They want to eradicate the whole of Islam from the whole of the world, yeah?
And they have power and money against it.
Of course. They have nuclear weapons. They it's just a bomb or two, what they have done in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, unfortunately. Killing hundreds and
doing
thousands
massacres.
Of people, unfortunately. And what is happening in Gaza?
Exactly.
What is happening right now in Iran?
Genocide.
The killings of, unfortunately, the killings of 168 school children of Minab. Yeah. So you see, they don't want Islam to exist. They, in a way or the other, they want a kind of chaos in the country. But in this proper chaotic situation, a person like Imam Shahid Ali Khamenei, a person like Imam Khomeini, they are so calm in nature. They're having this sakina in their heart. It's because they have worked upon themselves, number one. They have taken lessons from faith. They have taken lessons from the Holy Quran, from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wassalatu wassalam. So you see, when these great nobles can take lessons, can work hard upon themselves, why can't me, example, first it's me, why can't we collectively, together, why can't we work hard upon ourselves and shift our psychological focus from external to internal? It's like, it's because of me there is unrest in my house. It's because of me there is unrest, you see? I can make things right. Okay, yeah, the child is making a lot of noise, is jumping around. Okay, it's the child's quality. How am I acting with regards to my child? How am I acting with regards to my spouse? How am I, what is my responsibility? And how am I wanting to control my society? Mm-hmm. How am I wanting it to make it more
better? So what I understood from what you said so far is that we have both of these atmospheres internally and externally. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that it's not 100% on the outer world that all of these are happening to me.
Yeah.
And not 100% on me. So it's a 50-50 condition. So I have to know the balance.
Definitely.
50% is on me. Mm-hmm. 50% is on
Of course, like
environment.
Without the environment, a person can't be trained, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
The child who is jumping around and who's making a lot of noise and sound and screaming to the tip of his voice, example, is like he's making the environment over here. And of course, it's an imtihan. It is an exam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to...
The process of testing.
Exactly. He's testing you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will I do? How internally will I shift my focus in order to train this child? Will I get angry? Will I shout at him for shouting? Yeah? Is it a tit for tat move? Everything is being witnessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of course the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam as well. So if I'm acting properly with tranquility with regards to my
which
child,
must come from healthy faith, as you course. Just put it.
Yeah, definitely. That is when I am preparing myself to become the soldier of the Imam when he reappears. This is important. This is the hadaf. This is the goal. If I'm losing my ease and my calmness, then I am not a soldier, unfortunately. With all due respect, you are not eligible to become the soldier of the Imam when he reappears.
To submit to the list of soldiers.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a very important issue. Mm-hmm. How, of course, the psychological issue as well. What is my focus? What is the locus of my focus and control? Is it external or internal? How am I blaming? What am I doing? Because of the child, I have shouted. This is wrong. Because of my spouse, I became angry. This is wrong. Yeah, she is a test, example. Or he is a test. The child is a test. Everyone is a test. Your wealth is a test. Your maqam, the power, the status, what we have, example, is a test. Everything is a test. Yeah. So inshallah that we understand even more about how to shift this focus and how to control ourselves and maintain ease, inshallah.
And of course, it needs practice. Nothing comes overnight and nothing comes just haphazardly. You have to practice and work on it. So the source of tranquility is always faith, and we have to actually ponder upon it more broodingly to see if we really are practicing that healthy faith that brother explained to us. Thank you very much, Brother Liaghat, and thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us until another episode of The Last Savior. Take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.